time to play very much. Fake news. Friday morning, fake news for you. This is where we gave you three news stories, two of which very actual, factual things that happened on this planet. Two of them true, but one of them is not. If you could tell us at 817-877-1921, which of the following three news stories is inaccurate, is fake, is not like the others. You're on your way to Fort Worth Oktoberfest. Emil. All right, we are flying solo today. Heather Lee is out, so I will be your presenter here. Presenting. Thank you very much. All right, here are your fake news stories to choose from. Starting with story number one. A new study by scientists at Kyoto University in Japan has discovered that we really should take time to stop and smell the roses, specifically the smell of roses. Whether artificial in perfume or an actual bouquet, the smell of roses can boost the amount of gray matter in our brain, literally making our brains bigger because of the scent of roses. That's story number one. Number two. It's not every day you see an orangutan checking into an El Paso hospital. Stop me if you've heard this one before, but that's exactly what happened last week when Haduri, the El Paso Zoo's 7-year-old orangutan, needed some medical care, showing signs of being lethargic and tenderness while walking. So they had to give Haduri, the orangutan, an MRI at local El Paso Hospitals of Providence Memorial Campus, putting the orangutan under sedation and giving it an MRI, an orangutan, at a human hospital in El Paso. Again, stop me if you've heard that. Story number two. And then finally,
story number three.
More science fun. As scientists this week did a deep dive immediately after the engagement news on why Taylor Swift fans care so much about her life, and specifically this Travis Kelce Taylor Swift engagement. And what they discovered is basically Taylor Swift is gaslighting us. The technical term is called parasocial relationships. It's when you feel a strong connection to someone even though they don't know you. Happens all the time with celebrities, but for Taylor, she plants Easter eggs all along the way for her fans, inside information that they need to know deeper about, somewhat seducingly hypnotizing us. Taylor Swift gaslights us, says science. There you go. They're all scientific. Look at that. No criminals today. Well, maybe. Let's see what you say. Who's this? Where are you?
This is Robbie. I'm De Leon.
Ooh, De Leon, I think, plays Dublin tonight.
Yes, sir.
Already with the rivalries, week one, Friday Night Lights. Very good. What are you out there doing this Friday morning that we need lights in? Man, it's great.
Well, I'm out driving a big rig, hauling sod.
Sod. Yeah, yes, and sir. Boy, I would say this is a big summer for sod. We've actually had consistent rain. Pretty wild.
Yes.
In fact, at this point, I'm glad it's going to rain this weekend because my mud puddles were starting to dry up. So that's very good. All right, Ronnie, you're first up here on a Labor Day Friday edition of Friday Morning Fake News. One, two, or three, what do you think the fake news story is?
I'm going to go walk.
Story number one. That is, if scientists say we stop and we smell the roses, specifically the scent of roses, our brains grow larger.
Yes, sir.
Survey says that is a true story. It is, yeah.
No.
Kyoto University in Japan, they did this study and it showed boosts in gray matter volume, specifically when the rose scent was smelled. So there's smelled. Maybe I need to smell some roses to finish this sentence.
Well, I smelled them and I don't feel any different, my God.
There you go. Smell the sod this morning, Ronnie. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning. You're next up here. Who is this? Where are you?
Hey, this is Brian and Alito.
Hello, Brian Alito. Oh, Bearcats tonight. I think they're going to
have a big game Friday night.
I think they're going to take on Geyer this year. Revenge from last year.
Yeah, I think it's a win.
Y'all didn't happen to trade your best player like right before the season started, did you?
I heard that's a thing, but we have not.
Okay, very good. All right, things are good in the lead up. So we're down now. Number one was chosen. That was a true story. So two or three. What do you think, Brian? What's the fake story?
Oh, I'm going to go with number two.
Number two. That would be El Paso Zoo's orangutan.
Orangutan.
Hadori, 7 years old, who had to be taken in for an MRI to the local El Paso actual human hospital.
Yeah.
That is a good choice because that is our fake news story today. That is it. Now, it was an El Paso hospital. It was the El Paso Zoo. But Hadori is not an orangutan. Hadori is a lion, a male African lion. They had to sedate him. They put him in the MRI machine.
Crazy.
Turns out, nothing big. He just had a little lesion. That's the only thing. They're going to be able to fix it. The Lion King will be back in El Paso, too. But he was disappointed that insurance really didn't come through for him on that. But that does mean that Taylor Swift is gaslighting us, according to scientists this week. And that is why we care so much for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You're immune, aren't you, Brian?
To that, yes.
Okay. Man, you're going to Fort Worth Oktoberfest. Happy Labor Day weekend. You got it. That's Friday morning fake news.
Yay.